Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. Have we got just a tremendous treat for you? Pastor Paul Begley is right here with us. If you're watching this via YouTube Live, he's coming on video. I just can't wait. Pastor Paul Begley is one of the premier pastors in the world, I believe. He's got just an uber popular show every day. Joe, I'm going to kick it over to you to bring him on and stuff, because Pastor Paul Begley is a great guy.
Absolutely. He's been a guest on our show many times since the very beginning. We actually started off with Pastor Paul Begley on the same network. And it's been a fantastic journey. Back when we used to do PI work out of town, for a long time there, the first thing I would do in the morning was turn on Pastor Paul Begley's YouTube.
That's right.
Before we even met him. And I would check those out on a daily basis. Pastor Paul, it's great to have you back on the show.
It's great to be here, guys. Great to be here. I love it when I get a chance to come on the Hagman Report.
Well, let's do this. Since we always have listeners coming and going, we probably have a lot of new listeners. Let's tell folks where they can find you at and when they can find you.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you can find me at, let's say, our website, paulbegleyprophecy.com, paulbegleyprophecy.com, and, of course, my YouTube channel, Paul Begley 34. And if they go to those two places, they'll find us everywhere else, you know, that we're at. So, check us out. We love it when people come and enjoy. And 12 noon. I do, as you guys know, I've been doing the Daily Show now since forever at 12 noon Eastern. And, always have a great time.
Well, you've earned the distinction among many of the, the Washington Compost and the Harvard University is the spokesperson for fake news, or some sort of Russian apologist, apparently.
Yeah.
So we know you're on the right track. Obviously you're over the target, but it's interesting. So yeah, 12 noon, and folks, I would not miss it. He's got a great program. Also, you do television too. We had the honor of being on television.
Yeah, we're on DirecTV channel 367. That's DirecTV channel 367. That's the World Harvest Television Network. Every Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern across the nation, and a few other local markets as well, Orlando, Florida, and Indianapolis and New Orleans and what have you. But the DirecTV every Sunday night at 10:30 Eastern. And it was great when we had you guys on the show. It was awesome.
It was fun.
I loved it.
It was fun. It was fun to meet the people there. And you've got
live studio audience.
Yeah, live studio audience. Kind of like here. Well, no, those are mannequins. Never mind. Wow. Pastor, what's on your radar? I mean, there's so many things to talk about. You got so many things going on in the world. Man, we could talk for days. What do you want to talk about first? Because we got we'll go back and forth here, but there's so much going on. What's on your radar right now?
Well, I mean, right now it's obviously that the world is in a state of transition. They went from globalization to now nationalization. And the New World Order is really struggling with this. I mean, these guys, you know, President Barack Obama's 2 miles down the street from the White House when he's moving in Valerie Jarrett, and he's got people planted throughout the entire federal government in almost every industry. I should say it, every agency. And this has the appearance of a soft coup being orchestrated quietly and softly. You know, they're killing us softly.
Well, that's right. And you know, I was looking at this, and the number of infiltrators into the government, socialist and even hardcore communist under Barack Hussein Obama II. Amazing. And I do believe that a lot were brought in under Clinton, under Bill Clinton, but the co-presidency there, that remained there under Bush and then were really even more facilitated, groomed.
And when Bill Clinton got into office, he fired, I think it was 95 former attorneys and staffers that were appointed under Bush, Because we see the big outrage today about Trump wanting to...
But that happens all the time.
Right. But, I mean, I think a lot of what we're seeing today in this state of transition that you talked about, Pastor, is the backlash. The backlash that the media is creating around everything that Trump does. And I don't think that we've seen this kind of political environment in this country in a long time. Not that I can remember. And I don't think that you two can remember a time where it was...
I'm not sure about this time. Oh, Pastor, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, I was young during the Watergate days. I remember I was a teenager, and that was pretty volatile, and there was a lot of hostility and partisan divide. But this is the worst I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it's absolutely a joke. The mainstream media, back in those days, you had actual journalism, as you know, Doug.
Yep.
I mean, it was actual journalism. They were still leaning left, but you know, they didn't try to look that way. They tried their best to at least let the American public think they were trying to be, honest about it. Now it's just blatant. I mean, you're either left or right. It's just, there's no in between. It's not journalism. It's propaganda. And this is what's formed what we have, what you guys have, and what we have here, and that is alternative media. That's what's birthed it. Is people are sick and tired of watching Wolf Blitzer and Rachel Maddow and Mika Brzezinski and these clowns on mainstream media.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
So you'd say that this maybe what we're seeing from the left media and from the media in general, that all these lies about Donald Trump and these fake scandals about his administration is just as much about the alternative media as it is Trump?
Yes, absolutely. We are such a threat to the mainstream media now. I mean, seriously, the numbers are proving it. If you take all of us collectively, our total views a day is better than the major networks. And they know it. I mean, we're right there with them. They really don't know what to do with us except come out, let Harvard does a study, the 50 most, you know, the top 50 fake news sites, and there's a Canadian Free Press.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking that's Hagman's. and there's Steve Quayle in the middle of the thing. And, you know, basically they're targeting every conservative, website and every alternative media that's got any clout at all. They know who we are, and we're a major threat to them because they are propagandists. They are liars. And we keep exposing it.
Indeed. And you mentioned Watergate. I've been thinking about that too. Back then, you had, I know I'm going to get emails when I say this, but you had some semblance of journalism back then. You had people asking questions. You had the Woodwards and Bernsteins. At least going through some of the motions. Now, again, it wasn't perfect back then. I get it, but at least there was some level of journalism being done. Today, there is none. It's every place is an arm of one of the branches of the government or the government itself, I should say. So, yeah, you're right. So, the alternative media, and you're making a difference. Your numbers, and individually and collectively, our numbers, all of us. I believe are making a difference, and that's why, Pastor. Last year, the word or the phrase of the year was post-truth, referencing alternative media and of course fake news and everything that goes along with it. So yeah, we're the threat, and what are they going to do about the threat? They're going to try to silence us, or are they silencing us, or what's
Well, they're going to do it this way. What they're doing, yes, they would love to silence us if they could. If they just went after us and just tried to shut us down, I mean, there'd be a revolt in this country, and they know that. That's the power we have with truth. The truth is always will set you free. So what they're doing is net neutrality. I mean, this is unbelievable. I remember when I first went on YouTube 7 years ago, if something happened in the news. If I put a video out quickly, and I would see there was a breaking situation, I would just turn the camera on, do a 2-minute video, boom, post it. And a lot of times, I would beat everybody in the world, and I would be first or second or third on Google. back in those days, then as the rest of the mainstream media and the print media and everybody started to get in and reporting, they all had to fall in line. It was based on who was first. And this helped a lot for me in the first couple of years, because then when people would do a Google search on the story, boom, I was popping up every time. That's not how it is now. It don't matter if you're first. You can be first, but as soon as the others come, they shove you down quickly. You're on the third, fourth page. I mean, it doesn't matter. They have selected groups that's going to get the main slots, and that's just the way it's going to run. And anything about Israel immediately goes to the back of the line. You have to go to your Google search and type in the word of the story, but that's not good enough. You're going to have to hit in the last hour or the last 24 hours for it to come up to the page so you can find it. So net neutrality, Doug and Joe, that is how they're going to try to slowly, softly silence us. It just keep pushing us down.
Is that why we lost the ICANN addresses? You know, is that one of the reasons that Obama let the ICANN?
He internationalized the addressing of the internet, cataloging and handing out the addresses for websites on the internet to an international organization, I believe in 2015.
Absolutely what happened. When he handed the internet over to the world governing body, I guess, of the United Nations, basically, I mean, it's one of their affiliates, immediately the censorship, the net neutrality, the repositioning of who gets in what position began, and that's exactly why he did it. It was a way to kill social media, to kill alternative media, or to hurt us anyway. They can't kill us because we're just got the numbers just keep overriding. Now, they might slow us down in our position on Google and Facebook and Twitter, especially Facebook and Google may decide what, you know, that we're not trending, and they may keep propping up their failed New York Times and Washington Post and everyone else that they got, and they keep pushing them, you know, on the social media viewers. But we still win. We're still winning, and we're going to win no matter what, because we bring the truth. We're unadulterated truth, infallible truth, and that's what people want.
Yeah, people are starving for the truth, and they know the truth when they see it. Yeah, you know, our audiences together, I think, are the most intelligent audiences in the world.
We're seeing, if I want to give this example, we're seeing the opposite of this with the press corps, how Trump is, you know, putting other reporters from the Associated Press, I guess it's been a tradition that they get the first question in a press briefing, or has been. And then, you know, the New York Times and whatever, there's like a short list. Well, Trump is bringing in reporters via Skype to ask questions, and he's also bringing different reporters and asking the first questions being asked by other reporters, and it's causing a lot of uproar, you know, from people from the Associated Press, from people from the New York Times and Washington Post. And I guess it's the same what you were talking about with the internet, how they're filtering down people's search results for stories or whatever, putting the prioritized first. And it is rather disappointing to see the internet becoming so controlled. And then you have companies like you said, Facebook, who will say, you know, your stuff is fake news and filter out your posts and give you a timeout. Or Twitter can give you a 24-hour timeout. They can ban your account, and they can, block your tweet from, instead of showing up as the tweet, it will look like a reply to something else, or they'll, unless you search for the person, you won't be able to find, or hashtag, you won't be able to find that.
You're buried, basically.
Right. Yeah. And it's real important that we continue to find the new upcoming avenues to be able to self-promote, because if we don't continue to self-promote, from what you just described, Pastor, how you were gaining all these listeners and people were able to find you based on breaking news and events, it's no longer possible for you to do that. So we have to find new ways to attract and bring in people to the message that we're saying. And I guess
exactly.
That's where we got to go.
That's exactly right. And and thank God Trump won the election, because I can tell you, if Hillary had won the election, we were targeted. I mean, there was a huge, huge target on our back, social media and alternative media and Christianity. Christianity, and any Jews and Christians were certainly going to receive the incredible pushes to the back of the line. Look, President Obama went after conservative and nonprofit organizations with the IRS. I mean, he went after them. There was no question. He used the NSA to go after them. He used the IRS to go after us. He handed the internet away and let net neutrality by international body of the United Nations go after us. So what we have to do is keep, we have to be agile. We have to be really, I mean, it's, we got to sting like a butterfly and, you know, and float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. I mean, we got to constantly be looking to where the next situation opens and talk to as many people as we can.
Yeah, amen to that. Now, you mentioned a couple of things here. You mentioned Israel earlier, and then you mentioned the NSA. They had different subjects, different issues. With respect to the NSA, I don't know. Do you want to get into any of that, the NSA situation that you
these
had?
These guys? Yeah, these guys?
Is that? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I mean, they left me one of those the last time they came. You know, a little patch. They said you can put that on your window if you want, if it makes you feel better. And they're just playing games with us, guys.
Okay.
Did you see that? Should I put that back up there?
Go ahead and put that back up. And for those listening on BTR and Global Star, it's the National Security Agency logo. Okay.
They gave me a coin already, and I saved that one. They said that might get you out of jail free. Just playing with me is what they're doing. Okay, you can get them on eBay. But the last time, give me one of those to remind.
A little window decal for you.
Yeah, put it over here on the window here.
Of course.
You think a sticker like that on your window would get more scrutiny than a Trump bumper sticker?
Yeah,
be careful.
Exactly. Well, but
yeah, I mean, if you want to just share, because I don't know, is there anything more that happened? And if not, if you want to recount what did happen, it'd be kind of interesting.
Well, I mean, I haven't been visited since the third visit, and I'm hoping no more is enough. It's, you know, what else can I say? Yeah, I'm going to tell you the same thing each time. I just do know that the upcoming Watchman conference that we're going to be having in Dallas, that they told us they were going to send two or three representatives there, and they'll be in the crowd just listening. I mean, part of it is a learning experience for them. The government wants to know what we're talking about, what we're saying, anything new coming on. I'm sure your shows are monitored just like mine. I know they are. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's just to see where we're going, what's next, what's the Bible prophecy, what's the scriptures say, what is our opinions on the current events. And, you know, they want to know what's the thermometer, how big are the numbers, why are these people following us? They're paranoid. I'll be quite honest with you. They're paranoid because their message isn't resonating with the general public. And here's the other thing. We don't have just a national audience. You guys don't, and neither do I. We have an international audience.
That's right.
And so this is why there was a Brexit in the UK. This is why you see this nationalism movement taking place in Germany. They're going to throw Merkel in the street. I mean, she's destroyed the country with the migrant crisis. You're going to see several nations going into a nationalism, you know, take care of our home nation first. Why are we trying to police the world? You know, this is a huge shift from the globalization, from the Tony Blairs of the world running around, wringing their hands, hollering one world government, one world religion. This stuff is not going to work. You know, people don't want it. It don't work.
That's true. Now, and I do believe we're suffering, the population is suffering from this moral, cultural, and spiritual whiplash that they experienced, especially the spectators, the non-participants of this, from this move toward globalism and then all of a sudden the 180 toward nationalism. So, or non-globalism. The nationalism sounds a little bit...
No, it doesn't, because, you know, people have been taking that out of context ever since it's been brought up by Trump. Nationalism is not equal Nazism.
No.
Even though, you know, you have the one example of Hitler...
It's not national socialism.
Right, and what he did is restored his country's economy and brought it back through a war machine that he later, you know, launched against continents of people. But the equation of nationalism, Nazi, and people thinking nationalism is some bad word now, it really makes me mad, because this is one thing I do remember. I've studied, you know, the nationalism, different nationalist movements, and it's only, you know, it's gone bad a few times in history. Nazism is a great example. But the other times it's been, you know, you've had civil wars and internal political strifes. But I don't see how the media or other people can say that putting your country first, being your country's leader, putting your country first, putting the people first is a bad thing, or equal to being a Nazi in any way. It's just, right. It drives me crazy the more right. I hear it.
Right, and I probably shouldn't use the term because of that exact reason, as you're saying, because the media especially wants to equate the term nationalism with Nazism. I mean, Israel is a national nation. Sure. Matter of fact, every nation is a national nation. They, you know, that's what makes you a nation. You know, they all got borders and they all got constitutions or some kind of parliament or monarchy or form of government. But what's happened is the end of globalization, the end of and this was the big play by the Illuminati, the Luciferians. I mean, they were inside the 5-yard line, guys. They were inside the 5-yard line. And they were get first down inside the 5. They're going in, and all of a sudden, fumble, whoa, you know, And the people have woke up and they're saying, we don't want this. You're right. Killing us. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I see that, I do see that, taking place. That whiplash, that whipping back around. But now getting back a little bit to the NSA, I just want to kind of clarify this. You had mentioned Bible prophecy and their interest in Bible prophecy. Are they looking at what you're saying, or are they trying to understand Bible prophecy through what you teach and preach and talk about?
A little bit of both, okay? They have teams. The federal government has prophecy teams of people that their job is to study the Bible, to study the Quran, to study Hinduism and Buddhism, and try to get a handle on, Judaism, try to get an understanding of the eschatology of each religion. They realize that the three religions of the apocalypse, which would be Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, all bring the world into a cataclysmic conclusion, if you will. And so when they study the Bible, They do study prophecy, and then they listen to what is being talked about. They listen to Hal Lindsey report. They want to know what Jack Van Impe is saying. They're interested in what Perry Stone is, his end time ideals. And now you have, a host of others, whether it's Gary Sermon or it be, myself or others. What they're doing is they're saying, okay, what are these guys saying, and how does this compare, with what they're saying with the Bible? And how does this compute to, let's say, capitalism? How does it compute to socialism? How does this all come around? And what is their next move? Because obviously, Christianity doesn't want the Antichrist. I mean, we want Jesus Christ. At the same time, we read the Bible. We know what Jesus said would happen just before his return in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, and all throughout the Old Testament in Revelation. So they're interested in what we're saying. They also can see that these current events are playing out just like the Bible said. And so, I mean, they're interested in what we're reporting. What you guys are reporting is playing perfectly with the biblical scenario.
In that biblical scenario, you know, we're talking about the move away from globalism, ends with a globalist, you know, one world government system, at the very end. So we know, that's going to happen one way or another. And,
right.
when you talk about the end times and the tribulation period, the mark of the beast, that is a one world system as well. But there has to be a lead up to that, I believe. that will take us there. But let me ask you this, Pastor. We got about a minute and a half before break. Do you believe that somebody who's not a Christian can sit down and analyze what you just talked about and get it right?
No, they can't get it right, but they can analyze it and they can see that it, they can see some of the possibilities, but they'll need help with it. And that's why they'll go to other books, other manuscripts, other teaching or YouTube or what have you to try to gather, the biblical perspective of the end. But you need the Holy Spirit really to, cause you know, you won't, I'm afraid that those who are not walking in the light of the Lord, something could happen right in front of their face and they just don't even realize that that's a biblical narrative playing out. They're just not aware of that. And so spiritual eyes to see, will certainly enhance their opportunity. But, I mean, if you can read the Bible, you'll see a lot of it right there for you if you're looking.
No, you're absolutely right. Folks, we're talking with Pastor Paul Begley. Paul Begley Prophecy.com is his website, his YouTube channel, Paul Begley 34. You can catch him live on Blog Talk Radio or on his website. He does video also at paulbegleyprophecy.com and multiple YouTube videos, very informative YouTube videos every day. And don't forget, paulbegleyprophecy.com, Awaken to the Shaken Conference coming up May 5th and 6th in Chicago. It's free to attend. Sign up on Pastor Paul Begley's website, paulbegleyprophecy.com. And we'll be right back with Pastor Paul. He's going to be with us until the end of the show. So we got three more segments with him. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
There shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. I mean, it is, it'll blow you away. Absolutely, Eric's a...
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
New Year from all of us at Turning Post in the Woods.
We pray you have a healthy, safe, and prosperous 2017.
And we would like to thank all of you for welcoming us to the Hagman and Hagman family. You're all a very wonderful and special group of people.
Because we believe it is so important for you to work and acquire good health this year, we're going to do something that we've never done before as a thank you to you for your support. We're going to make something available that we believe everyone needs.
During the month of January, anyone who invests in their health by purchasing either our American Heritage Remedies Kit, our Survivalist Natural Remedies Kit, or $200 in individual remedies of your choice, we're going to give to you our crisis remedy, just in case, for free. Your health must be a part of your preparation plan. We're here to help you with that journey. May God bless y'all, and may God bless America.
Happy New Year!
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
vaguely 34. That's for the YouTube, okay, which you gotta watch his YouTube channel and subscribe to his channel as well as ours. But Paul Begley 34 on YouTube, paulbegleyprophecy.com. That's his website. If you don't know who Pastor Paul Begley is, you've been living under a rock or on a deserted island for a long time, because he's well known throughout the world, actually. World renowned pastor, speaker, and Bible expert. And he's going to be in Dallas at the Hear the Watchman conference. That's going to be end of March, right, Pastor?
Yeah, March 31st, April 1st, April 2nd.
Okay.
And, it's going to be, that one's going to be pretty amazing. They got 18 speakers for that one.
Good. Okay.
3 full days, Friday morning till Sunday evening. So yeah, it'll be pretty powerful.
Yeah, actually, my stepson's getting married that day, so it's wish you well on that. And then of course, we'll be at Awaken to the Shaken conference. That's in just north of Chicago in Gurnee, Illinois, May 5th and 6th. Folks, you got to go to that. I think 2/3 of the nation's population is, in Canada's population, is within a day's drive of Gurnee, Illinois, or just north of Chicago. It's free. It's free. Well,
except for the lodging and travel.
Yeah, and whatever we shake you down at the door for.
Right. And that's your area.
That's Doug. Right. That's right. We're gonna set up a fake booth out front and say, yeah, it's tickets are $50 and. TSA style, right? Before we get back to Pastor, and we're kidding, folks. We're kidding. Go to Pastor Paul Begley's website and click on the link to the Awaken to the Shaken. But you know what? Register now. That's May 5th and 6th, because it's filling up fast. And you know, hey, it's free. We're going to be giving some fantastic. Russ Dizdar is going to be there. Pastor Paul Begley is going to be there. There's your conference right there. Those two. But before you get back to Pastor Paul, I just want to mention Minuteman Rocket Stove, the best rocket stove on the market, bar none. If you haven't gotten one of these, you're behind the times. MinutemanStove.com, MinutemanStove.com. And folks, think about this: in these uncertain times, you got a nor'easter bearing down on the East Coast. If your power goes out, your utilities go out, how are you gonna cook? How are you going to warm up the water? I've got the perfect solution. It's the Minuteman Rocket Stove. It can provide your family or group the perfect solution for cooking, for whatever you need. It's small. It's lightweight. It's wood-burning. Every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. With decent wood, it's smokeless, fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because the Minuteman is so efficient, it cuts down your wood gathering needs. You don't need to go out there and get big, you know, tremendously big logs. It's about a tenth of what would be required of cooking the old-fashioned way, like over an open fire. Don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. You know, we did that. I don't camp, and this is why. I took an old camping stove. This is like 30 years ago. And yeah, ran out of fuel, and I was in the middle of nowhere. And anyway, the Minuteman works wonders. It's easy to feed. It's easy to use. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself, even. Use a Minuteman rocket stove. Order one today. It'll make bad times much better. Their products are all handmade in the United States. And folks, let me tell you, these are quality. This is a Cadillac of the rocket stove. They're all handmade in the U.S., North Carolina. They're extremely rugged. It comes with a 2-year warranty. And by the way, no one has ever taken advantage of that warranty. MinutemanStove.com, MinutemanStove.com, MinutemanStove.com. Tell them you heard on the Hagman Report.
We're talking with Pastor Paul Begley. PaulBegleyProphecy.com is the website. And PaulBegley34 on YouTube. Again, make sure you subscribe to Pastor Paul's YouTube channel if you are not already. We covered some ground in the first segment, Pastor, with news and current events and a little bit about the climate of our country.
Yeah, but can I jump in here?
Sure.
Pastor, you mentioned Israel during the first segment. What is going on with this anti-Semitism? You've got the Jewish centers, this.
And there's been one of those, some of the threats that were called in was done by a former reporter for, not the Daily Caller, I can't remember, But he tried to blame some ex-girlfriend and made it a very racist thing.
But well,
but that kind of died after that came out. That died in the news. They did not, you know, the online media did a much better job reporting it than the mainstream media did. But yeah, we have cemeteries being vandalized in Philadelphia and around where you live in Indiana. You have threats being called in to synagogues and, I mean, at a much higher number than we've seen in the past.
But also, what Pastor mentioned about the search results being buried about anything pro-Israel information. What's going on?
Well, you're getting ready to see a biblical prophecy moment, and the devil knows it, and the left knows it, and the Palestinians know it, and the Arab world knows it, and the Islamic world. Donald Trump is not going to veto the moving of the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And when this was passed by our Congress in 1995, and from Bill Clinton to George W. Bush, Barack Obama, every one of the presidents have signed every 6 months a veto on the move before national security reasons. And Donald Trump ran as on his platform. One of the points was, if I'm elected, I'm moving that embassy. Now, here's why it's a biblical prophecy moment. Because the moment the United States declares that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel by moving our embassy, it establishes Jerusalem as the eternal city of God, which is a biblical ramification. And because Jesus, when Jesus left, during his ascension, a voice from heaven said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing in the heavens? This same Jesus that you see going away is coming again in like manner." He's returning. According to Zechariah 12, Jerusalem will become this cup of trembling, this burdensome stone for all people. It's because the Lord will return on the Mount of Olives. It splits in half. It's the end is coming. And Israel had to be a nation rebirthed, and Jerusalem had to be its capital and city waiting for the returning of the king. The Bible calls Jerusalem the city of the great king. So this is coming, guys, and I'm going to be in Jerusalem, actually, and I hope to be standing there the very day that the word is released from the White House that the embassy is coming to Jerusalem, because I know what this means. I know what this means. It is a setting us up. We're in the end times, and of course, there's going to be some chaos, and I think you're already seeing it. Anti-Semitism against the Jews, hatred everywhere. They can feel it. They know it's coming.
And that's, other people talk about this, if the U.S. does this or when the U.S. does this, that it is a prophetic moment, a very important moment. There's speculation that they'll see increased amounts of terrorist attacks and anti-Israeli backlash from both locally and internationally, and that it could be very contentious in trying to do this. So we'll see. I know that when this came out in the news, either Trump or part of his team said it would not be something that was instantaneous or even quick, that it would take some time to complete.
Right.
And I don't think he was going to do it in his first year, but that was what the report said, if I remember correctly. Talking about Israel, I want to go in a take a left turn here, because when you mentioned Israel, it reminded me of a video I watched recently of you at the Supreme Court building in Israel, and I've never seen some of the things that were there before. Can you get into that a little bit and describe
sure.
to people?
That was a great piece of video, by the way. Do we have that?
Not queued up.
Okay, no. All right.
But I'll find the title of it and direct people to it.
It was good.
But yeah, there was a big pyramid in the middle of the Supreme. Can you give us a little? Because this is very interesting for folks who haven't heard this before.
Actually, we were staying at the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is where all the diplomats stay. Okay, when the United Nations sends in their diplomats or any nation, a lot of times they either stay at the King David Hotel. That's where the presidents and prime ministers and those people stay. But your lower level, your diplomats that actually are doing all the work, they usually throw them over at the Crown Plaza. So we happened to be staying at the Crown Plaza that week doing some filming. Heidi looked out the window when we were on the 21st floor. She looked out the window and said, "What? Are you serious? That is the Illuminati pyramid. It's green, it's got the eye, and it's sitting on top of that building. She goes, what's the story with that? What is that building? I said, I don't know what that building is, but that's definitely, we zoomed in with the camera. Well, later that day, I got a cab. I was going somewhere, and I said, hey, can you tell me what that building is right there? And he says, yeah, that's the Supreme Court building. So I tell Heidi this. She says, why don't we go inside? We got to check this out. So she calls. There was a tour the next day scheduled. So we went on this little tour, and there's ley lines running right through the Supreme Court building. It's built on the ley lines. It has 33 stairs up to the third level. It has the Illuminati pyramid is in a atrium room called the Room of Enlightenment. All of the Supreme Court justices, whenever they have a court case, if it's a kind of difficult case to rule on, they will go into the enlightenment room and wait to be enlightened on what the answer should be. Now, this building was built by the Rothschilds, completely donated by them, and is totally 1,000%. They're proud of it. They tell you this. So when you think of Jerusalem, yes, it is a holy city. It's a city of the great King, Jesus Christ, returning. It is absolutely a tremendous city where you have the Temple Mount, you have all the other things, you have the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims converging there. It's spectacular. It's one of the most awesome things to be a part of, is to just walk around in Jerusalem for a few days. But when you go to the Supreme Court, there is no question that building and that part of the nation of Israel has a heavy influence by the Illuminati. And I was in prayer about this. I want to say this. I said, God, what in the world's going on here? He goes, well, you haven't been to Washington, so you haven't figured that one out, so you're going to need to do that. And you need to spend a little time at Buckingham Palace. You need to spend a little time near the Vatican. And once you do, you'll get a clue that the power, the kingdoms of the world are all going to converge as one. And then the Lord reminded me that Jesus chose 12 disciples, but one of them was a devil. He even says that. And Lucifer has always had a seat at the table. The Illuminati has always been at the table and will stay at the table, no matter how great a nation is, America, Israel, Canada, or any other nation. Believe me, the Illuminati has a seat at the table of every nation's leadership, and it's going to be there until the coming of the Lord.
And yeah, that's very fascinating. And folks, if you go on Pastor Paul Begley's YouTube channel, you can scroll down. The video is about a year, year and a half old, or you can just search Paul Begley, Israel, Illuminati or Supreme Court. There's quite a few videos up there of from inside the building and from outside the building.
But that doesn't mean, Pastor, or does it mean? Well, what does that mean in terms of Israel, the nation? And I mean, that's not an indictment on the entire nation.
No, it's not. It's not. And that's why I'm trying to break it in two parts. You have the spiritual portion of Israel, and the government itself is very spiritual. There's no question. The nation of Israel is founded on the Word of God, and you can't walk through a doorway anywhere in Israel without the Word of the Lord on the side of the post. Okay? The city shuts down for the Sabbath. I mean, trust me, this is a very holy and religious city, and Christians are everywhere trying to follow the footsteps of Christ, and Muslims are converging and trying to get up on the Temple Mount to pray. So there's no question. The nation of Israel is very religious, and God has his hand on that nation. But there is an Illuminati influence, and it's got a seat there. It doesn't have control, but it has a seat. And in the judicial side of Israel, it has a seat, much like we see in Washington, D.C. America's a great country founded on the Word of God. Israel's founded by God. America was founded on the Word of God. And yet, 6 different presidents said their greatest fear for this nation was that it would become under the hand of the Illuminati. And that's going from George Washington to John F. Kennedy. And so that isn't an indictment on Israel. So I don't want anybody to misunderstand. It's not an indictment on Israel. Israel is a powerful nation with the hand of God on it. But Jesus was a powerful son of God, but he had the Illuminati at the table. He was always there.
Yeah. And we have to remember, I mean, just like Washington, D.C., and our government and our government institutions versus the citizens, which we see publicly, one of the biggest divides that we've had ever, if you lump the media and politics and Washington, D.C. in there. It's the same with most nations. You have, you know, the people, the top 1% or the elites in every nation who, and you mentioned that Supreme Court building was built by the Rothschilds. They seem to have their hand in everything, at least all monetary institutions across the world. But there are, you know, it seems like power attracts bad people inherently, or they're groomed for it or whatever. But these people, from the politicians to the money men, all seem to have this dark agenda where the public is not aware of it unless they are, you know, awake, unless they're looking for the truth.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Judas was the man that carried the money bag. They're always close to that area. That's one of their seats of authority. And it's inherited fact that the one world government, the new world order, if you will, the rise of the Antichrist. What is one of the main things that the beast system is responsible for? And that is the mark of the beast. And without it, you can't buy or sell. It's a control of the economy, the ability for people to earn a living, people to have health care, for people to be involved in every day-to-day life, get a job. So this control, again, the Illuminati is always at the table. They've got a seat. I see them sitting in the corner there. They've got their seat, and they're in every government. They're not in control of every government. Now, the Chinese, they just about are. The communism, when you have communist nations like North Korea, China, Cuba, the former Soviet Union, you had the Illuminati really running those nations. The people weren't running anything. They had no voice. In America, we do have a voice. It gets cloudy. We have to fight through a lot of issues. And we got to stand up and scream for it. And we got to push and shove and throw our elbows around. But we do still have the opportunity to get some, at least be heard a little bit. They're hearing us tonight. This is part of the voice. You don't get to do this in North Korea. The Hagman and Hagman show is not on North Korea. It never would be under the regime they have there. So,
a little,
you know,
shift there, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, folks, Pastor Paul Bagley's been in Israel, all over Israel. He knows Israel. He knows Jerusalem. I've gotten some emails saying, well, if you're a Christian in Israel, you cannot, you've got to be careful because, can you, as a Christian, can you proselytize in Israel, or is that?
Well, look, if you're a citizen of Israel, if you're an Israeli, you know, that's frowned upon. They really don't want the Messianic Christians. The Christian Jews, they don't want them evangelizing or proselyting. If that's how they believe, then they leave them alone. But they don't want them out there. But the first Messianic congregation, synagogues are being built now.
This is
huge. And oh, by the way, I don't know if you know Avi Lipkin.
Yes.
But Avi Lipkin, is a Orthodox Jew. He is an Orthodox Jew, but he has formed a political party called the Block Party or the Bible Party. And he is the first political party that is going to represent Jews and Christians. And so, I mean, this is huge. Israel's a Jewish state. Okay. And if you're going to make Aliyah, if you're a Jew and you live in another nation and you want to come to Israel and become a citizen of Israel, well, you need to be fully committed to Judaism. And if you're a Christian Jew, you'll be turned away. You know, I'm just being honest. It's a Jewish state, but there are thousands. I mean, well, millions of Christians that live in Israel, and their numbers are growing. And so Avi Lipkin is trying to run for a seat at the next election. He's running for a seat in the Knesset under his new party called the Block Party or the Bible Party, and he wants to represent the Christians along with Jews. He's the first time that this has ever happened.
Yeah, he mentioned that when he was on before. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. So they're changing. They know, and matter of fact, I'll just be honest with you, Rabbi Yehuda Glick, who's now in the Knesset, and you guys know the story about him and how he's leading the push for Jews to be allowed to pray again on the Temple Mount, and he's pushing for the third temple. Well, when he came to Washington for the Trump inauguration, he represented Israel as an envoy, official envoy of Israel. He met with several congressmen and senators, and it was all about helping America move, you know, helping any way they could for America to move that embassy to Jerusalem, to establish Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And he called me. He called me on the phone a few weeks ago and said, Paul, can you help me? I need Christians to help us sign the petition. It's called the Jerusalem Covenant. But if you can help us to get some Christians from around the world to sign this, we want to present it to President Donald Trump and say, look, you've got signatures from Christians as well as Jews, and they're worldwide saying, sure, move the embassy. Help establish Jerusalem as the covenant. And he's chosen 25 evangelical pastors from around the world, of which I'm one of the 25. I tell you that what's happening is that, you know, the government of Israel has to and will. They know Christians are their friends. They know we are their friends. And so there's a bridge being built right now, big time.
Fantastic. Okay. And that explains a lot. And the other question we get, Joe, and then we're about 4 minutes out from the top of the hour, but the other question we get a lot is, the treatment of the Palestinians by the Israelis, how they're walled in and penned in, and it's concentration camps. If you're a Palestinian, they live in concentration camps. Now, you've been there.
Right.
I dare say that's an overstatement, if a completely inaccurate statement.
Totally false. Let's help clear that up. And that is what the media has portrayed.
Right.
That is what the left wing has done. If you're in Israel, the Palestinian people that live in Israel, work every day in Israel, own shops in Jerusalem, own restaurants, drive the cabs. I usually always hire a Palestinian cab driver because a Palestinian cab driver can go anywhere in the country. An Israeli cab driver has to stay in the Israeli territories, can't go into the West Bank. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Think about that. Because he's not welcome. There's big signs on the road that says, if you're Israeli, whoa, you know, don't be, attention. If you enter into the West Bank, you enter it under your own risk of even death. Okay? So when I decide to go to Bethlehem, or if I want to go to the West Bank, if I want to go to Jericho, I hire a Palestinian cab driver, and he takes me anywhere I want to go. There's no threat to tourists. Tourists can go anywhere they want.
Right.
And they're welcomed. But I've sat and talked to Palestinian people. They love their citizenship as in Israel. They love the freedom they have. What you have is the crowd that's in Gaza. Those in Gaza, they're living in under the thumb of the Hamas. And they are living, their conditions aren't not even close to what the rest of the nation of Israel has and the rest of the Palestinians have. But the reason is they get funding, they get money, but the Hamas hijacks them and keeps it and buys weapons from the Iranians and prepares and digs tunnels and spends all the money to overthrow Israel. And the people living in Gaza struggle because the money that's poured in there doesn't go to them. And so that's the real truth. And when you're in Israel, you can sit down and talk to the Palestinian people, and I mean, they have just as all the same, you know what I'm saying? They live just like the rest of the Jewish people do. It's, so there's a real false narrative, that's being portrayed out there that, is just not true. If Hamas would get out of the way, And not hijack the rest of the Palestinian people, and all the violence would stop, Israel would be able to help those folks there in Gaza and help bring their economy along. But you can't when somebody wants to bomb you or blow you up or shoot you. You just can't.
Yeah, and it's my understanding, just from my own research of this, and of course you were there, the Hamas really became even more entrenched under the under Obama as president, the most powerful man in the West, as putative president of the United States. But yeah, so very interesting. Folks, we're talking to Pastor Paul Begley, paulbegleyprophecy.com. That's his website, paulbegley34 is his YouTube channel.
We're right up against our top of the hour break. Folks, again, if you want to join us, Russ Dizdar and Pastor Paul Begley at the conference. If you're watching YouTube now, you see the banner on the bottom. Awaken to the Shaken, May 5th and 6th in Gurnee, Illinois. You can register live on paulbegleyprophecy.com. It's free to register. You just have to pay for your accommodations and travel. So you can't beat that deal. And I don't know how many seats are left, but they've been going quick lately. So make sure you do that. When we come
register.
Back, we got Pastor Paul for the next hour, and I want to, when we come out the next segment, I want to kind of take a hop around the world, from ISIS to Iran, North Korea, the United Nations, and Fukushima are some of the areas I want to hit, and any other current events. So just looking at your YouTube channel, Pastor, and just checking out some of the latest. So we're going to do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Hagman Report.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the Belly of the Beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.